So we're now going to do some meditation where we turn off the mobile phone in our mind as well. And the mobile phone, which is picking up messages from the past and the future. So you turn everything off so you can have a bit of peace and quiet. Remember, the peace and quiet is always there. Only a lot of times we don't attend to it. We're always looking for something else. So this time we're going to just deliberately be responsibly irresponsible by means of not worrying about all your duties, all the things which you have to do, all the problems which lay ahead of you, everything you allow to disappear. So first of all, close your eyes and allow the whole world outside to disappear from your sight. Because when you close your eyes, you go into a place which the Buddha called the cave of the heart. Nice, dark, quiet, comfortable, inner abiding. And after you've closed your eyes, the next thing to be aware of is your physical posture. Those are special effects for meditation. So allow the eyes to close and the body to become the object of your awareness. To ask the body, what does it need? Body, is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? If you ask a question, you get an answer. Never ask questions, you never get answers. So what does your body need right now? To be aware enough of your physical posture to adjust it into the most comfortable position you can under the circumstances. Usually it takes a few minutes to be fully aware of your body. Can you make any final adjustments now? The preliminary awareness of the body also serves the purpose of keeping your attention in the present moment, in the here and now, which becomes the second, or rather the first real stage of meditation, present moment awareness. As you put up two guards on the mind, one facing the past, one facing the future, like two bouncers at a nightclub, saying that in this period of 30 minutes, I will not attend to anything from the past. They're not allowed in. And also anything of the future, what I'm going to be doing next, I'll look after that later on. As we realize the best way to make or create a very beautiful future is to care about the present. It's in the present where we make the future. So by caring about this moment now, that's the best possible way to have a successful future. So no past and no future. And what you're left with in the space between the past and the future, in that gap is what we call now, the present moment. And as you're watching this moment, please value it. It may not feel so comfortable or so nice at first. You just have to wait for a while until the freedom of the present becomes discernible. Just stay in the now. Just with this, whatever's happening now. No time. No past, no future, just now. What does it feel like inside in this moment? We don't run off to future or past. Just being now. And valuing this moment. What does it feel like to be in the present? All the past has disappeared, no future problems. we become like a child again. Just in the here and now, free of responsibilities and burdens. Enjoying just being in this moment, valuing it. To go deeper, see if you can enter the silence of the mind, where you don't give things a name, where you don't have a conversation with the present, where you listen to the space between thoughts. And then those of you who want to now focus on the breath, just to be aware of the breath going in or going out, just to know. Noticing every in-breath, every out-breath, in the silence, in the moment, just now. So now, close to the end of the meditation again. What's this meditation done for you? How do you feel? When you understand or reflect on how you feel at the end of a meditation, you understand why we meditate. It's a beautiful, peaceful, happy feeling. The more skilled you are, the more peaceful, happy and free you feel. It shows you what the meaning of life is by focusing at the end of every meditation. Also tells you what works and doesn't work. It's where one learns how to meditate. This is called insight. Seeing into the nature of peace, happiness and freedom. And how one gets to those beautiful places just by being still. I'm going to ring the gong 3 times now. Please wait until the last sound from the gong fades away. And as it fades away for the 3rd time, then open your eyes to end the meditation. Now's the time to adjust your body again. Get ready for today's talk.